All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Cane Springs Improvement District Board of Trustees public meeting. Today is June 4th, 2026. It is 2 p.m. I wanted to do a roll call of those who are in attendance. Myself, Craig Weston,
Craig
Tom
Arnold.
Gottlieb. Yep.
Tom
And
Gottlieb.
so we have the three Board of Trustees in attendance, and we have Jay Springer, who is going to facilitate the conversation going forward. First action of item, we have number two, which is the approval of the minutes from our May 28th meeting. I have had a chance to review those. Don't have any questions or comments on them. Jay, appreciate you putting them all in order and getting them structured in a way that's pretty easy to understand. Tom, Trent, any questions or comments?
No questions or comments.
No questions or comments. I'll move to make a resolution that we approve the minutes of May 28th, 2026.
This is Trent. I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and second. All in favor, aye.
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 That passes unanimously. Okay, Jay, I'm going to turn it over to you on number three so you can kind of go through the budget hearing and we'll open it up after we have a chance to kind of talk about the ground rules and the different elements.
Yeah. So we can open both together at the same time. They are basically the same. We can keep to the one page that contains all the relevant information. Just going back up to the motion. So we do have public in attendance. Did not receive any written comments or questions about it other than an email request for it, which I directed to the public notice website where this was already posted. Other than that, yeah, a motion to go in to open, specify we're opening both the budget hearings for the 26 amendment and the 27 final public hearing on that. And then once public comment is done, again, we'll take a motion to go out of the public hearing portion.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearings for financial year 2026 as amendment, as well as the budget hearing for financial year 2027, a tentative event, obviously, to the final. So, do I have a second?
This is Trent, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 All right, we will open to public comments. Jay, I believe, are we limiting it to 2 to 3 minutes-ish, something like that?
Yeah, 3 minutes is when I'll ping it.
Okay.
Dave Clauser, and I've got a few questions about the fiscal year 26 amendment. So again, I wanted to ask who lent KSID the 1.3 million, and is there a lending agreement in place for that? And what was that $1.3 million in equipment spent on? And lastly, isn't KCPD supposed to pay for everything for the August 1st, 2023 will serve agreement? For all expenses related to KSID or the wastewater treatment plant, and not loan the money, but in fact reimburse the KSID money when needed. Those are my questions.
Thank you. I don't think we have any formal response to those at this point, but as discussed at the last meeting, I'll just point out that the expenses were identified to look back to the October meeting that approved that sole source contract, so you can get the information about what it was used for there. The only other adjustment there was that the anticipated other expenses did not come as planned, so you'll see that there were no professional and technical on the amended for that, because those did not actually end up coming through.
Okay, but and I guess I'm very curious too about the lending agreement. I mean, why is KSID borrowing money to pay for these things?
Goes back a long way, and it should all be documented in the public notice website. So I'm sure you've got what's out there.
Okay, I'll go back. I think I'm through everything, but I'll take another look. Okay, thank you.
All right, any other comments on the budget discussion? All right, Jay, I don't see any other public comments on this. So I will make a motion to close the public comments on the historical budget as well as the improvement district budget for financial year 2027. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
We have a second. Do we have a vote? All in favor, aye.
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 All right, that passes unanimously. All right, Jay, let's move us to the next line item.
All right. So, as everybody here has already heard, the next five items are largely following the state auditor's guidance and forms that are published on that website and with some customization and tailoring here. So what I'd like to do is go through each of the items and present on them. The resolution is a single resolution approving each of the five policies, but they are listed separately on the agenda so that it can be clearly identified what the ultimate action is that's being taken. So going through those is we have the cash receipting and deposit policy for Cane Springs Improvement District. We're not the district isn't currently serving, end user customers, and so there's not a need for that. The district could also elect not to ever accept payments by cash and have everything done electronically once end users are in play. So this now takes any need for handling of cash to prior board approval so that it comes up to the board and has to be part of the public meeting before any cash is authorized to be used. Any questions on that one?
Nope.
No questions.
Okay. Similarly, the credit card and purchasing policy. I think there's a higher likelihood that this one becomes relevant if there are recurring needs at, a local supplier or something like that, that it makes more sense to pay on a monthly basis than every time there's a small draw. That's still probably a ways off. But again, the initial prohibition is we're not going to have and authorize those, and it would require board approval if there were a special circumstance to modify that need.
Yeah, Jay, I think, for the time being, we're going to stick with ACH, if anything, and probably not get into the credit card world. So, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, and that does not, so this is separate from the procurement policy, so those procedures still have to be followed. So if there's a contract that needs to be approved, that still comes up to the board separately. This would be a, specifically to those charge kind of cards.
Perfect.
The next one is the IT and computer security. I think this will probably become relevant, for the district when it comes to equipment about, systems that are being operated and how they're accessed and things like that. Right now, it's really not relevant, but it kind of just outlines some of those, and it does have some overlap with the records policy that we just updated last week. So similarly to that, kind of getting some general updates on that. And checking the box with the state auditor's office.
Sounds good.
Okay. The next one is the personal use of district property. So this is basically it would cover vehicles and computers, cell phones, if they were owned by the district and were used by the employee, volunteer, board member. There are rules around that. Right now, there really isn't any that fall into that category. And when that comes up, the board would be considering anything about buying them at this point. So we would want to be clear about what that would entail when it's ultimately used as well. Assuming no questions, the last one is travel reimbursement policy, and the policy is don't expect to get reimbursed. So right now we only have really the board members that fall into these categories. But if there's, a need to hire a manager or somebody in a more day-to-day operational facility capacity, we would point to this and kind of make sure that we're following the rules and update this as needed.
Okay, pretty
Those are the
straightforward.
five policies that all would go into one vote to approve this resolution adopting each of the policies that are outlined here. So it's the cash receipting and deposit, credit card and purchasing cards policy, IT and computer security, personal use of entity assets, and travel and reimbursement. If there's no discussion, we would be ready for a vote.
We have to make a motion first, though, right?
Yes.
I'll make a resolution to adopt the following policies. I believe on the agenda they are 4A through 4E, but for clarity, this is the cash receipting. Whoops, you're gonna take away what I'm reading here. That doesn't work for me.
I went back to the agenda because I thought that's where you were reading from.
Okay, well, this will work as well. So we'll start over again. Propose a resolution to pass the following policies: cash receipting and deposit policy, credit card and purchasing card policy, IT and computer security policy, personal use of entity assets policy, and travel and reimbursement policy, all together taken as policies 4A through 4E on the stated agenda.
I don't
Do
have
I
any
have a
questions.
second?
Yeah,
This is this good.
I don't have any questions on this. And yeah, so Trent, sounds like you were going to second this.
Yeah, I second the motion to adopt the five resolutions as described 4A through 4E.
Awesome. Let's call for a vote. All in favor, aye.
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 That passes unanimously.
Okay. And the last item is the review and adoption of the final amended budget for 26 and 27. And that is, oh, sorry. I'll go back to the actual budget page, but we have the resolution drafted that covers both. And going back to the actual budget. So this would be what would be presented,
Yeah,
presented to the state
these
auditor
are the
for them
items
to
that
be
obviously
approved.
we've talked about, discussed in previous meetings, approved, kind of gone through the process and documented. So I don't see any changes. Tom or Trent, you guys have any questions on this or comments?
I do not have any questions or comments.
Trent, do you want to make a motion on this one?
I make a motion to adopt the, Jake, please scroll back. I make a motion to adopt both at the same time, or do we need two separate motions?
No, same thing. It's one written resolution, which is what the motion is to approve, but it's the
Okay.
budget resolution for fiscal year 26 as amended and the fiscal year 27.
Thank you, Jay. So, this is Trent. I make a motion to adopt the budget resolution, adopting the final amended budget for fiscal year 2026 and adoption of the final budget for fiscal year 2027.
I'll second that. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That passes unanimously. All right, moving on to number five, which is a board member report. So I don't believe there's anything that any of us have been tasked with. So Tom, Trent, anything you guys need to bring up?
None.
Nothing on my side.
Okay.
Nothing for
Number
me. Or
no.
for the next item.
Okay, so number six, no closed session items. So without any of those, I appreciate everybody's time. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
It's Trent, a second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right, meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.